Hello and welcome to another Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Luke chapter 16 and we're reading verses 10 to 15.
Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. The Pharisees who loved money heard all this and were sneering at Jesus. He said to them, "You are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God knows your hearts. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight."
Our focus is on verse 14, who loved money. This was a sad characteristic of the Pharisees. It affected their attitudes and actions. It made them into men-pleasers rather than living to please God. Religion had become a profitable business for them and gave them positions of influence as well as a good standard of living. But it had left them detestable in God's sight. The Apostle Paul warned against the love of money and selfish ambition, and Jesus had to rebuke some of the churches in Revelation chapters 2 and 3 because their focus was on material prosperity and success. We're all vulnerable because wealth brings such benefits, but it can also cool our love for the Lord. Paul spoke about the serious damage a love of money can do to Christians in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10, and it applies to us all, however much or little we have. It has been said that giving is a great way to weaken the hold of money on our lives, and giving reflects the very heart of God. So let's have open hands to give rather than to take more for ourselves. A prayer. Lord Jesus, we recognize the attraction that material things have, and whether it is money or possessions, please help us to guard against them having a hold on our lives. May we know the joy of giving and sharing as we follow your example. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.